This is Retirement Paradise with Greg Gunther from the Retirement Optimization Group. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Greg provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. Your money and your plans in perfect harmony. And now here is Greg Gunther to help you retire in paradise.
Aloha and welcome back to Retirement Paradise. This is Greg Gunther from the Retirement Optimization Group. If you'd like some more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 808-791-2924 or visit us online at therogroup.org. Now, many people think that investing is only something you do during your career when your goal is to pile up enough assets to help you retire and enjoy your preferred lifestyle. But in truth, there's no reason you can't keep investing after you fully kick back and embrace the retirement life. After all, the more you grow your finances, the better off you'll likely be, even in retirement. But before we get into our timely talk, let me introduce my co-host, Tony Shore, who this show will always keep investing in because he's so essential.
Because he is so essential. I don't know if there's not a lot of sincerity there, maybe. I don't know.
Because
don't
he know is just so essential.
There you go. Flattery will get you everywhere, Greg. You know that. You know that. Seriously, I owe you. I'm just here for, the laughs and the lessons you teach. So I appreciate you having me on the show each and every week. But yeah, I mean, you asked me how I was doing earlier, and it's like, well, I can still say I'm doing better than the stock. So I've got that going for me.
Last show we recorded was before the tariff announcement, and we're like, let's watch what happens. And then sure enough, there was a big correction, big pullback, a little panic. Oof. But it's rebounded kind of back nicely now. It's kind of hanging in there.
Yeah, it was down a bit today as of this recording, but you know, you're going to see volatility, I think, for the rest of the year. We're coming off two really good years. You're going to see a little volatility this year, but no one knows. No one has the crystal ball. But I know we talked about it then too. Don't panic, right?
Right.
I mean, that's
a lot of our clients, my clients have downside protection in their portfolios, even the ability to make money in a negative market. And it's funny, you know, like, I go play pickleball and like the guy's like, oh, but you're getting all these phone calls. And I'm like, no, my clients make money in negative markets. And he's like, what? So yeah, everyone who's positioned with a plan is not panicking. Everyone's keeping their cool. And you know what? One news cycle, one China makes a deal, all of a sudden, you know, it's going to rally. Like, everyone just needs to hang in there, keep a level head.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I mean, someone in China sneezes, the market drops. Someone in China sneezes, the market skyrockets. Trump sends out a social media message that says he's going to make exceptions, the market rallies. He sends out a social media message that tomorrow he might add tariffs on China, the market goes down. So little things can affect the market in the short term, but if you look over the last 100 years, there's no need to panic. In fact, that's a little bit about what we're talking about today is, you know, once I'm in retirement, should I keep all my money in the market? Do I need to have any money in the market? So where do you want to begin with this topic?
Yeah, I really like this topic today because I tell people a lot of times, you know, like when we do a financial plan for like a new client, that they can potentially make more money in retirement than it took them to save their life savings through their working life. And it's because of the time value of money, you know, as you dollar cost average in, and let's say you get to be 60 years old and you've got 800,000 in your TSP or 401k, we could probably double that a couple times, you know, before you get into your 80s. And that meant that mindset of now I have to spend my money. You gotta kind of throw that thinking out the window because you're not withdrawing the cash. What you need to do is yield-based investing and just collect the yield and let the portfolio continue to grow. Now, there's a really good article here that I found Forbes that says, here's why you should continue investing after retirement. And it kind of touches on those points. Now, first, you need to view yourself as a long-term investor. It's not looking at the everyday, like you said, China sneezes, someone in China sneezes, markets up, markets down. I look at the long picture.
Yeah.
And retirement isn't the finish line. It's a new chapter. It's, you have to change your way of thinking as you enter retirement. And it's kind of the beginning, really, because you've worked your whole life so that one day you don't have to. So even if you retire, let's say, typically the schedule, people always think 65 is the number, your journey is still far from over. In fact, you might have 30 years, who knows, maybe even more of life still ahead of you. A recent study from JP Morgan, this is noted in the article, found that a healthy non-smoking couple has a 46% chance that one of them will be 95 years old. So that's, wow, that's pretty good. My wife's grandfather is going to turn 100 this year. And I know that your grandfather, Tony, is what, 102, 103?
He passed 2 years ago, but he lived to 101. And he was active throughout his 100th year of life. He didn't die of a major disease. His organs just finally gave out. He led a healthy, happy life. He was camping when he was 100 years old. So
that's amazing. You know,
isn't it though?
For those people that are 100, there's a 1 in 5 chance that you'll reach 100.
Yeah.
Now that's not just longevity. That's opportunity. Now, but here's where things get a little tricky. When the paychecks stop and you start drawing, you know, from those savings again, don't slip into that mindset of spending and don't have a short-term mindset. Monthly expenses don't go away, right? They don't take a vacation. Once you retire, they still stick around.
You still have those monthly expenses. Retirees,
yeah, they're not going anywhere. So it kind of forces people to look at it more short-term, even though that's just a small slice of the portfolio.
Right. But so what's the move here for retirees then?
Well, the truth is most retirees are still long-term investors. And there's just real power in embracing that perspective. First, it gives your portfolio room to breathe, to weather the downturns and bounce back over time. We've all been through kind of these bumps in the market before. You know, 2022 was kind of a bearish year. COVID, you know, pullback. We talk about 08, the tech bubble. I mean, just in this, since the turn of the century, there's been quite a few. So it's nothing new. But stay focused on the long game. Make sure your investments continue to grow. It's important to outpace inflation. Make your money continue to work as hard as you did in your working life. Now, retirement may mark the end of your career, but it's the beginning of your legacy. So you should plan accordingly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. And what better way to plan accordingly than by working with a financial professional like yourself, right, Greg?
Yes. Having a plan in place takes the stress and the guesswork out of it.
Yeah.
Now, stocks, of course, equities are a big part of investing. And the article tells us that stocks may offer the necessary returns to get that growth that's going to outpace inflation. And when you're investing for the long haul, time is your greatest ally. Now, over the span of 30 years, the market has rewarded patience in a big way. Since 1977, this is cited in the article, U.S. stocks have delivered returns twice as high as the conservative investments like T-bills and CDs. And when we zoom out to, a 15-year rolling period, going all the way back to 1928, where that's going to include the Great Depression, the story stays the same. Stocks averaged almost 10% annually, while T-bills and fixed investments averaged just over 3%. Now, that's not just a difference in numbers, that's a difference in outcomes. But let's be honest, you know, stocks do come with more ups and downs. During the past 50 years, their volatility, which is measured by, we call standard deviation, it's the amount that you deviate from the mean, it's your roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
And that's about 5 times greater than the comparison in T-bills. But here's the key. If you see yourself as a long-term investor, you don't have to fear the waves. Just ride them.
Well, you're right. And you don't have to do it alone either, right? You don't have to ride the waves alone. You've got a surf instructor right there beside you.
Greg. Well, there you go. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Greg Gunther, right? Right?
Yeah, I was going to use the surf analogy too.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's ride the waves. Yeah.
A thoughtfully constructed, well-diversified portfolio, as I mentioned in the opening, you know, where we've got our clients well-positioned in negative markets, positive markets, it helps you really build a close relationship and it smooths out that ride. But let's look at that, the kind of the old school way of investing, because a lot of people's 401ks, employer-sponsored plans, have limited choices. You don't have the sophistication of some of these portfolios that you can get through registered investment advisors. So a classic blend of, say, stocks and bonds, 60-40 blend, for instance, that mix shows about a standard deviation of about 40% less than an overall stock portfolio. That's less turbulence, but you don't give up all the rewards. Now, the bottom line here is that volatility is it's the price of admission. Mm-hmm. And with long-term mindset, the right mix, it's a price that's worth paying.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. And, you know, I think that this is good. I'm thinking, though, Greg, about inflation. How does that factor into all of this? Because that has an effect on what we need in retirement and probably needing some of that growth throughout retirement, right?
Yeah. And people, when they think of inflation, they rarely have forward-looking kind of thoughts. You know what I mean? Like, they don't think about what's inflation going to do 10 right. years into retirement. So yeah, it's kind of hard to see. Yeah, exactly. You know, like, but it's easy to see when you look behind you, right? Sure, what was the price of a movie ticket?
But it sneaks up on you, right?
It doesn't knock on the door. It quietly slips in and makes itself at home.
Right.
Now, for retirees, it's one of the sneakiest and most dangerous threats to long-term security. And that's one reason why we don't run away from the market when we retire, and you must keep investing. So let's look at some data. Over 30 years, even modest inflation can dramatically reduce your purchasing power. So what seems like, you know, a year over year, small increase, 2%, 2.5%, it adds up, and it adds up fast. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it doesn't move quietly at all. It's not sneaky. Look at 2022.
Oof.
Prices jumped sharply in a matter of months. Yeah. Or even go back farther to the late 60s. Retirees who faced relentless inflation in the 70s and 80s, that was a tough time to stretch out a fixed income.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. And so it varies year to year. Man, 2022 was rough, and we saw some big inflation, and it kind of hit us over the head. I guess it wasn't the silent killer that year. Normally, but it can sneak up on you. It was kind of sudden, though, when you do realize it's right behind you. You know, it's like the monster or the bad guy in a horror movie. You know, it sneaks up on you, but once it's there, it really... you know it's there, right? That's the problem. So how do you then invest your hard-earned savings if you're in retirement?
Yes. I mean, simply put, right, to combat inflation, you have to have your money grow faster than prices rise. So you have to outpace inflation. So that means leaning into investments that have historically outpaced inflation. So like T-bills, while stable, they struggle to keep up with inflation. Now, equities, on the other hand, have shown strength over time. And those little snippets of time that we analyze, we see that it's pretty consistent if you're looking long term. So they deliver consistent long term growth. The market has a natural upward bias, and that really will help you preserve your lifestyle, not just your capital, but your lifestyle. Because as inflation kind of keeps up on you, you can give yourself pay raises in retirement. What we do is shift a little more from, we might sleeve a couple income portfolios and sleeve a growth portfolio, and then say in 5 years, trim a little off of that growth portfolio and slip a little more into an income one. So you can give yourself pay raises throughout life. Now, how about bonds? Bond allocation. The article explains tools like, they're called TIPS, Treasury Inflated Protected Securities. A lot of times when people hear about these, it's after inflation has spiked, and that's not the good time to be in them. You want to be in them before it spikes. But it can be a smart addition. I've got a few clients that are exposed to that, and they're designed specifically to rise with inflation. And that helps you keep your purchasing power too. It's a little bit more conservative of an investment than stocks, but that's an option.
Sure. Well, there are a lot of options and a lot to know, and we don't know what we don't know, but you go through this retirement planning process all the time, and investment and financial plans and strategies for your clients. So for our listeners out there, if they want to get a plan in place and want to make sure they don't make costly mistakes and their assets are properly allocated for retirement so they don't have too much risk or not enough growth, how can they get a hold of you to set up that complimentary, no charge, no obligation consultation?
Yeah, and let me just add on that too. You need a plan. Don't do it yourself, because the investing landscape changes so much, and and even though you might think you're a savvy investor, honestly, you don't really, you know, it's difficult to do. There, you don't know really what's out there, how to compare portfolios, how to analyze risk, and how to withdraw your money, to be honest.
Right. You don't know you don't know.
And I first time you do a retirement plan, it's complicated. It's hard, but you know, we've done hundreds and hundreds of them. And so I tailor make it for the individual. And so if you do want some help with the plan, I'm happy to help. Give us a call at 808-791-2924.
All right. Well, and let's keep it rolling here. I mean, we've had a great show so far. We've been talking about how many retirees, the smart play is for them to keep investing rather than simply hunkering down with the assets they already have. You need some growth to keep up with inflation. And this has been a great conversation today. What do you have for us next?
Well, the article from Forbes next cites that how much should you invest in stocks versus, you know, after retirement versus before retirement. So that's the mix, right? They first address that, yes, you should still be exposed to stocks, but how much, you know, do we depend on the market 100% if we're not running away from the market? It's a mix, right? But it shouldn't stand still because life doesn't. Mm-hmm. And when you're just starting out on your journey to retirement, that's when time is more on your side. Yeah. That's why that rule of 100 exists, you know, where you just take your age, subtract 100. It just basically means that the younger investors, the younger you are, the more exposure you should have to equities because you have time on your side. Now, you can obviously afford that at that time. A 90-10 split isn't unusual for younger investors. In fact, some long-term investors go all in on stocks in their early careers. You know, when you start that 401k when you're 25, 30 years old, 100% into like the S&P, for example. Yep. The article actually adds that even Warren Buffett, in his 2013 letter to the shareholders of Berkshire Hathaway, his company, suggested a 90-10 stock to bond allocation for long-term growth. And why is that? It's because when you've got time, you've got room to ride out those ups and downs and capture those gains. But as retirement draws nearer, and especially once it starts, it's kind of time to shift gears. You got to have to kind of change your investing philosophy. You got to be a little bit more conservative. And again, I mentioned at the top of the show, a lot more yield-based investing needs to happen to produce this income. Now, retirees are still long-term investors, but now there's this new dynamic in play. It's the monthly withdrawals, right? You're not growing your wealth exclusively. You're also living off of it. So that's why we usually sleeve several different portfolios in an IRA, one to produce yield and the other to produce growth. And that's why a lot of financial service professionals do recommend gradually reducing that equity exposure and mixing in those things to create income. And the shift, it's often called the glide path, helps smooth the transition from your accumulation phase to your income phase and a preservation phase.
Yeah. So here's the big question though, Greg, how much should you keep in stocks during retirement?
Well, I mean, the answer isn't a cookie cutter approach, a one size fits all, but a little research can help guide the way. The article explains that back in 1994, this is William Ben Ginn, and I mentioned him in my book, Retirement Paradise. He's the one that came up with that 4% rule. And he found out that a well-diversified portfolio holding anywhere between 50 and 75% stocks produced the most sustainable withdrawal. And he ascertained that 4% was the safe withdrawal rate. Now, why not go higher? People like to think, well, I need a little bit more than that to live. Well, because of the ups and downs in the market, it's what we call sequence of returns risk. History shows what can happen. If you're kind of spending that portfolio, and the market goes down, you're selling low, you're selling more shares, and you kind of lock in those losses. And so if you have a bad run at the wrong time, you got a recipe to outlive your money. Now, mm-hmm. if the other side, if you go too conservative, let's say you have mostly in the fixed income types of things, then that's when inflation can creep up on you. So the article refers to like a nice 60-40 ratio that's become classic. That's kind of a nice balance. But again, the right allocation, it's not a one-size-fits-all. It has to fit your goals, your time frames, your risk tolerance. And that's why we use the color of money risk analysis, because every investor is different. I do find that most of the clients that I work with that are either in retirement or are close to retirement tend to have a little bit more balanced approach. But I've also seen both sides of the spectrum. One that says, the market's the only place for money. I'm not investing in anything fixed. And then I've seen the other side where they're terrified of the market and they want nothing to do with it. So there's more than one way to get to the finish line. But the short answer, Tony, to your question is the plan needs to be tailor-made to you for your goals, your tolerance, and your objectives.
Right. And that's the thing. Everybody's situation is different. It has to be personalized, especially when it comes to how much you have in the stock market, where your money is allocated. And so how can, is there ever a point though, at which a person should simply stop investing in stocks or having money in the stock market during retirement?
There's no like hard point where it's like stock time is over. You know, again, it depends on how you allocate. Your legacy plan comes into play. But that being said, not every retiree needs to be in stocks. Let's say you're in a fortunate position. Let's say Social Security and pension cover your lifestyle comfortably, and you're not relying on any portfolio income. So in that case, if you're not using that for income, you could choose whatever approach you want. You could choose a more aggressive approach. You could choose a more conservative approach, depending on if you'd rather preserve than grow, if you want to leave it for your kids, your grandkids. And if you're sitting on some of these funds and you're not using them for income, that's another reason to talk to a financial professional, because there's things that you can do, whether that be charity, whether that be helping family, doing Roth conversions, planning for your long-term care. There's definitely things in financial life that you can earmark this cash to do. Now, the article gives us a little twist here. It says that those that don't need to take risks may be the best ones positioned to embrace the risk. And I know that kind of sounds counterintuitive, but it's true, because you're not getting that emotional stress, right? When the market's ups and downs, if you're not needing to draw from that, you're more right. of a position to be more relaxed about it and capture that long-term growth.
Right.
In fact, stocks over time have consistently outpaced bonds, which is, and you know, by a wide margin, obviously. And
yeah.
Opens up opportunity, not just for you, but for those that you care about most.
Right. And that's huge. So how can working with somebody like yourself, Greg, help retirees out there with their investments?
I mean, it's getting a plan in place is really key, and having it a visual. We use the generational vault. We've got lots of financial planning reports. We get the portfolio tailor-made for you. Now, it doesn't mean necessarily that if you're retired, you're stepping away from the stock market. It just means that approaching your whole plan with more intention. So a skilled financial service professional helps retirees invest with confidence by doing exactly what I said previously, aligning your portfolio with your goals, your lifestyle, your risk, your timeframes, all that stuff. If it matches you, you just sleep better at night. Yeah. Now, some retirees, the market can feel intimidating, but it brings clarity when it matches you. It helps define your investing. Now, ultimately, you know, we're not just managing money, we're managing peace of mind. A solid plan, you can continue investing without fear, but with purpose, knowing your money is working for you, your lifestyle, and your legacy.
And that's huge. I think that's really important. You've covered a lot today. Before we wrap things up here, let our listeners out there know how they can get a hold of you. I know you really need a plan in place. I know you said that's a must. Don't go it on your own. There are so many costly mistakes that can be made. You need a full written plan that covers everything from stock investments to insurance to Social Security to healthcare to inflation and taxes. How can our listeners out there get that solid plan in place so they can sleep well at night, no matter what the market's doing?
Right. And what I said two times already during our show is that a lot of my clients are positioned to make money in a negative market. If you're not positioned to make money in a negative market, then give us a call, 808-791-2924. You can also check out our website, therogroup.org.
All right, and that does it for another episode of Retirement Paradise with our host, Greg Gunther.
Thank you for listening to Retirement Paradise. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Greg Gunther at the Retirement Optimization Group. Call 808-791-2924 or visit their website at therogroup.org.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.